The measures include everything from providing death benefits for seasonal firefighters killed in the line of duty to an informational wildfire website for the public. Democratic Senator Jeannie Nicholson of Blackhawk says a key proposal is a tax credit to help homeowners remove trees from their property.
If you move to the mountains, you need to know how to be responsible for living in the mountains. I think the majority of us felt like we could be more effective in motivating people to do the mitigation work if we provided incentives rather than penalties.
This carrot versus stick approach is something lawmakers and Governor Hickenlooper agree on.
Let's do the incentives. We'll measure our success, see what kind of coverage we're going to get, and then go from there.
But the governor's 19-member wildfire task force proposed going even further, recommending a minimum statewide building code, a fee for people living near forests to cover the costs of fire mitigation, and an upgraded mapping system that could show the fire risks on specific properties. Department of Regulatory Agencies head Barbara Kelly chaired the task force.
You need to know what it is you're faced with in order to be able to craft solutions that are really relevant and pertinent. And so in our view, understanding what the profile of the properties were that were in the wildland-urban interface was one of the first steps to the point of being able to identify that risk.
But a fire risk rating for homes is unpopular with realtors and home builders and lawmakers, including Republican Senator Ellen Roberts of Durango.
For particular homeowners, does that depress their property values? And yet, how do we know that the state system is up to date? So there was a lot of concern here at the legislature that was going to be used in some sort of, again, punitive way and diminish people's property value.
I'm disappointed because I really feel that the issues that we're dealing with here in Colorado are so significant that it's going to take some very, very aggressive action.
Lyle Laverty is with the Society of American Foresters and a member of the task force. He says the millions of dollars the state spends fighting wildfires each year is not a good long-term strategy.
It's just a matter of time until we have another major incident. It really is a situation that, to me, it just demands attention.
Others on the task force see the recommendations as a starting point. Many of the more controversial proposals could take years to build consensus. One of the more ambitious bills this session would direct the state to create an air tanker and helicopter fleet to fight fires. Republican Senator Steve King of Grand Junction is the sponsor.
I think that this legislature really needs to step up. California, Cal Fire is a great example of something that's worked for 40 years. Why are we trying to reinvent the wheel? Look at what California's done, model it, and let's go, and let's protect our water.
So far, Democrats aren't on board with King's plan, saying an air fleet is too costly and would detract from fire prevention. But the governor says he is open to discussing a regional fleet.
Fires are getting bigger and more severe impacts to private property, public infrastructure, water supplies.
Carol Icarius heads the Coalition for the Upper South Platte, a watershed nonprofit. She says she thinks the state will eventually be forced into making larger policy changes.
It is going to get more costly. We are going to continue to see development in the wildland-urban interface. And as we continue to see that growth, I mean, people want to come to Colorado to live in the mountains. It's going to make fire even more challenging.
Everyone does agree it's a complicated problem that deeply affects people's lives. And any solution will require tough choices. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.